Okay, for speakers tonight, we have Trey, Mitchell, and Mariah. If Trey could come up, please pray for him.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, this is stressful. Let us pray. Dear Lord, you see, we are very nervous to do this. Help me to be calm and be able to get my point across here. Help the other speakers, and in Jesus' name, amen. So, the prompt was on temptations, and there were four questions. I have a few points for all of them. The first question was, how do you handle temptations? And there are a few things I do to handle temptations. One of them is every morning before I go to school, I pray for strength throughout the day.
Amen.
And then if they do end up coming, I try to distract myself from them. Try to do something else, be proactive. And if that doesn't work, I'll just, if there's a specific thing that's leading me to be tempted, I'll just stop doing that thing. And so, second thing was, or second question, was how was Jesus' temptation an example to us? The first thing that came to mind was, no one is immune to being tempted.
Right.
And the second thing, if I turn there in Matthew 4, 1 through 4. Hold on. It's upside down. And if we read that, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that shows that we can use the word of God to combat temptations.
Amen.
And in Ephesians 6 and 17, I'll give you a little bit to turn there, I have it written down. That reads, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are not able to understand the ways of God, so he puts it in a way that we can understand it. Sword can be used in two ways. It can be used to defend and as offense. You can use it to attack and defend. So, in whatever way the devil is tempting you, you can use the sword of the Spirit or the word of God to defend against that temptation and combat it.
Right.
Then question three is, are there things we can do to make our temptations harder or easier? I have a few things for both of those. I'll start with harder, because that's usually what happens, because we're humans. First thing is, we keep doing a thing that's leading to temptation. If something's leading to temptation, and you keep doing it, eventually you will give in. Second thing is, okay, I'm going to use this example quite a bit. Say you're tempted to eat 8 cookies. Say you'll eat 6 of them. You'll do something similar. It's not all the way, but you'll do something similar. You only eat 6. You haven't eaten all 8. You only ate 6. You did something similar. And then the third thing is having bad influences. Say you have a brother that gets the cookies out and says, hey, you want some? Well, you're not supposed to. So having bad influences is definitely hard to do. And make it easier is to stop doing what tempts you. And so if, say, you see the cookie jar out on the counter, put it in the cupboard. People say out of sight, out of mind. Put it away, won't be able to worry about it. And if you're still tempted to eat those cookies, maybe get out your Bible or pray. Read the Word of God. And third one is to have good influences. Maybe you have a different sibling that says, hey, don't eat those cookies. Mom said no, or dad said no. So don't eat those cookies. Then, fourth is what scriptures do you find helpful concerning resisting temptations? And the first one I have is Philippians 4:13. That is, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So far I've used that you're tempted to do something, but you can also be tempted to not do something. And that scripture helps us through being tempted not to do something. You can do it through Christ who can strengthen you. And then I also have Proverbs 1 and 10. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. So, once again, your brother, like brother, sister, sibling that wants to eat those cookies, gets out the cookie jar, tell him, no, I will not eat the cookies. So, that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trey. That was very inspiring. And we all face temptation every day of our lives. And you know, I faced a couple this morning on the way here. And the devil can tempt us wherever we go, whatever we do, wherever we are, what time it is, he'll tempt us anyway. But if we call unto God, he will help us flee. He will help us escape the devil's trap. And about cookies, I have the same problem with Chip White cookies. If I eat one, I'll eat seven. And the same thing with double stuffed Oreo cookies. Too good. Anyway, next up is Brother Mitchell. Please pray for him.
Let's start with prayer. Father, thank you for the good day today. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for helping us today. Thank you for the good message this morning. Please calm my nerves, help me to get out the words that you want me to say, and in Jesus' name, amen. So first, I wanted to start off with talking about what temptation is. I did a little research, and the best definition that I found is that temptation is the enticement to sin. So basically, it's whatever makes sin look appealing to somebody. Is temptation sin? Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not an high priest, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin." So this is talking about Jesus being tempted by the devil, and he was tempted in all points like we are, and yet he did not sin. So right there, that shows that temptation is not sin. If you could go to James 1:14. Brother Decker talked about this morning, but it says, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed." So that's the temptation right there. And then it says, "Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." So it shows that temptation is the precursor that comes before you sin, and that the sinning is a result of temptation. So it shows that we need to handle the temptation before it turns into sin. Can we be delivered from temptation? A lot of people who are bound by sin, I mean, it all starts with temptation, like I just said. So if you can break the temptation, then can't we break from sin? If you could go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. It says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear." Yes. God will never allow a temptation that is beyond what we can handle. So God is not allowing us to be overrun by a temptation. If you could turn to James 1 and 12. It says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." We see here that God expects us to endure the temptation to receive the crown of life. He doesn't talk about giving the crown of life to anybody that submits to the temptation. 2 Peter 2 and 9. It says, "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." So if we here tonight are godly, then God will deliver us. We must look to God to deliver us out of our temptation. We cannot do it in our own power. So here are some ways of handling temptation. First, you need to make sure that you are in the right place with God. If you would go to Luke 8 and 11. It says, "Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the sword out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and they have, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." This is talking about the person who is saved, but they have no root. They have no foundation in God, and when they are tempted, then they fall away, as the scripture says. So it's not just that we are in right standing with God, it's that we have to have a foundation on the truths that we were taught. Another thing that we can do is pray. Matthew 26 and 41. It says, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." So when we are tempted, the flesh wants to give in to temptation, obviously. But when we pray, when we call upon God, then his spirit is willing to deliver us from these temptations. Another important thing is reading. Ephesians 6 and 11. It says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil." How are we supposed to know how to withstand the wiles of the devil if we don't read? God's word teaches us many things that we can do to prevail through these trials and temptations, but if we are not reading, then we don't know how to prevail. Matthew 4, as Brother Trey talked about, is where Jesus is being tempted by the devil, and Jesus quotes multiple times, "It is written." He's using God's word against the devil, against these temptations. And sometimes temptations come as the devil saying that something might not be bad, or you don't know exactly if it's wrong. But if you are in God's word, then God will tell you if it's wrong or right. Colossians 3:16. It says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonition one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord." God's word and the teachings of God need to be in your mind when facing temptations. If you have your mind right, then it is much easier to prevail against the devil. Another thing is occupying yourself with something. For me, a lot of temptation comes when I'm just laying in my bed on TikTok or something like that, wasting my time. And you've probably heard the expression, it goes something like, "Idle hands is the devil's workshop." And if we're not busy, especially if we're not busy for the Lord, then the devil, that's the perfect opportunity for the devil to attack us. Another big temptation, because we're all human, is temptation with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And I think that the biggest way to combat this temptation is to be upfront with the person that you are dating or talking to, and reading and praying with them. And another thing is a temptation to please a boyfriend or girlfriend. So if a girlfriend asks you to do something that you aren't willing to do, you don't want to do it, but you have the temptation because you love them or like them to do it for them. But as Brother Decker talked about this morning, he said that nobody is worth going to hell over. Yeah. Another thing is talking to a friend or a spiritual leader about it. James 5 and 16. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of righteous man availeth much. If you tell a spiritual person about your troubles, then they can pray for you. And as the verse talks about, they can pray effectively, and it'll have effect on your temptation, and it'll have effect on your life. And another thing that comes with is accountability, because once you tell somebody that you're struggling with something, then they will check in on you and ask you how you've been, and you have to give them an honest answer. And they can give you very encouraging, just encouraging things to think about. Another, probably the biggest temptation is peer pressure. Romans 1:16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. When dealing with peer pressure, the number one thing that you need is to be proud to be a Christian, because once you are not proud, it is much easier to submit to the world, because you're not proud to stand up for what you believe in. Psalms 1 and 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. If the people that you are hanging around with have a negative impact and it comes with temptations, then you should rethink if you should be hanging out with them, and surround yourself with godly people. Romans 12 and 2. It says, and be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God doesn't want us to be conformed to the world. God doesn't want us to be submitting to the things that the world does. And we are referred to as a peculiar people. God wants us to be different from the world. And yeah, that's all I have.
It's very good, Brother Mitchell. And another thing came to my mind that I remember when Sister Sherry said in Oregon, she said that our Bible is the sword. And I always remember that Brother Decker, I always remember him saying that temptation is not sin, but it is sin if you give into it. And I was very thankful that there's a way out of it, because we can't do it on our own. That's not how it works. Because if you do it on your own, it makes you lose your faith in who you're supposed to believe in, who loves you with everything. And our last speaker, you don't want to guess, or do you guys just want me to tell you? Sister Mariah, please pray for her.
I want to first start out with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for another good day, Lord. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for the good service this morning, Lord. Be with the service tonight. Calm my nerves and just be with all sick and afflicted. In Jesus' name, amen. So the first question is, how do you handle temptations? What I normally try to do is try to take a step back from the situation, look at the situation as a whole, and I always try to pray about it and to seek God's word. How is Jesus' temptation an example to us? What has always stood out to me, it doesn't matter who you are, Satan will still try to tempt you. Jesus was able to understand temptation since he was tempted like we are today. And then, are there things we can do to make our temptations worse or easier? For worse, by just giving in the first time, which that's how it all starts.
True.
Letting Satan win, then it becomes easier for him to win the next time. Don't put yourself in a place you know you will be tempted. And then temptations easier, ask God why you're going through it. There might be a reason why you're going through this temptation. This could help you with a trial or other things that life may throw at you, and it's just preparing you for it. God has a plan for every temptation that you may have. It's happening for a reason. Pray, have God give you the wisdom to walk away from the temptation. You can also like meditate or even fast. Sometimes you can predict the outcome of the temptation even beforehand. Example would be going somewhere you shouldn't go, such as a worldly party. And then some scriptures that I have is Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God will deliver us from evil, but we have to put our whole trust in him. And then my last scripture is Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. A lot of times, like, the flesh just wants to give in, but we have to trust in God's understanding not to give into the flesh, but lean onto God through every temptation that may come our way. And then the word of God, key to overcoming even small temptations turn into huge temptations. And then one thing that stood out to me this morning that Brother Decker brought was, like, temptation is to make us strong, not to make us backslide, and this will help you to overcome obstacles in life.
Yeah,
that's all I have.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm grateful for those Trey, Mitchell, and Mariah for talking about
right.
how important it is to pray and to read and
right.
and like Mitchell, I understand how you feel. I have a habit of watching YouTube like an hour and a half, and like when I wake in the morning, I have a habit with it. And you know, it's just I grew up watching movies and TV shows and playing video games and. You know, laying down is the key to the devil to strike us, doing nothing. And he also can tempt us in our dreams. It happens to me sometimes, and I wake up feeling tempted. You know, I do like, I get on my knees and I pray to God, and you know, it hurts a lot being tempted. It makes my heart pound, and it makes me feel like I'm going insane. But I'm thankful that God is faithful, and He's all powerful, and certain scripture from James is submit yourselves to God, and the devil will flee from you.
Right.
I love that verse because it says that if you submit yourselves to the Lord, the devil will just go away,
right.
and then he'll try to strike again stronger next time. But you know, there's always God, and we're grateful that Jesus died on the cross for us to forgive our sins. If there's nothing left to announce or to joke about, if everyone could just stand.